This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right, everybody. I am Wes Wyatt, and you are listening to the Market You First podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about something that keeps many side hustlers awake at night, and that is creating consistent social media content without losing your mind. So did you know that 65% of successful small businesses plan their social media content at least a month in advance? Yet most people will post randomly, wondering why they're not seeing results. So let's fix that today. I have a couple key takeaways for you. First, start with a basic weekly template, all right? Start with choosing three content types that resonate with your audience. Maybe it's tips on Monday, behind the scenes on Wednesday, and success stories on Friday. This structure instantly removes the what should I post stress. You automatically know what it is. So think of it as when Einstein would wear the same outfit every day, if that's actually true. I think it probably was, but he was taking the guessing away from what he was going to wear. Second, batch your content creation. So set aside a couple hours each month to brainstorm and outline your posts. Think about upcoming events, seasonal topics, and evergreen content that is going to provide value to your audience. And you know what? You can use AI to help you with that. You can go through and give it ideas and then have it give you ideas back. And third, use that content to create once and share multiple ways strategy. Okay, so one valuable idea can become a post, a story, a quick video. It's going to allow you to triple your content without tripling your effort. This is called repurposing. So all three of those key takeaways are going to help you do this. Here is a real life application. So let's talk about Sarah. She's a retired school teacher. She started an online tutoring business. She was overwhelmed by social media until she created a simple calendar. And now she spends one Sunday afternoon planning her full month content. Okay, so she focuses on study tips, student success stories, and educational trends. And her engagement has doubled. And now she's attracting new clients consistently. So that's the kind of thing that you want to do. So what's your first step? Take 15 minutes a day, list four content themes that align with your business, and that can be your foundation for a stress-free content calendar. I hope this has helped. If it has, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're ready to take action, visit WesWyatt.com, scroll down, provide me with your name and your email address, and I'll make sure I get you on the newsletter. I'll get you some additional resources that are going to help support your journey. Tips, tricks, nuggets, everything that I come up with, you'll get. And then, if you have questions, click on the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. That's the chat feature. I do not monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but certainly not least, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast. So guys, thank you very much for joining me for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.